Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 50, 55 minutes today. I have someone, you know this face. I mean, he was a big shot in politics down there in Boston. He used to love to make that drive. He said he couldn't wake up in the morning quick enough to get in that car and drive down to Framingham and then be stuck in traffic. His name is Smitty Pignatelli, but he's not here for that today. We're both champions of the cause, and I'll be up front and tell you that. I am a true champion of this cause. Smitty's here to talk about it. It's a historical building that could never, ever be replaced. So, Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Good. Very good, Bill. It's great to see you the other night. And just to clarify one point, I was never a big shot. So, I don't miss that drive to Boston at all.
Really?
Absolutely not.
I know Paul Mark. He's the same way. He jumps up every morning and says, I get to drive to Boston.
Yeah. You know, I talked to Paul yesterday a little bit, and it's just been a crazy time down there. COVID changed everything for everybody. And even in the politics, it's just a different world we're living in right now.
Well, I thank you for all your years of service, going back to Selectmen and Lennox, and thank you for what you're doing. But this project will live on long before, long after we're gone.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate your support, Bill. It was in the newspaper last week, but I was approached by Kate McGuire to kind of spearhead the initiative to restore, reimagine, and renovate and reopen the main stage playhouse down in Stockbridge. It's one of the oldest regional American theaters in the country.
Yeah.
It's a building that was built in 1887, was relocated. It's amazing how many, 100, 120 years ago, how people moved buildings around in the Berkshires. But it was on the other end of Main Street over by the old town hall, and they moved it to its current location. And it was called a Stockbridge Casino, which is really kind of interesting because, casinos became more fashionable the last 20 years. Stockbridge and the Berkshires were way ahead of it. It wasn't a casino per se, but it was more of a social club building during that Gilded Age. But in 1928, they reopened it as a theater, as a live theater performing space. But during COVID, it was shut down because of the capacity limitations and things like that. As you know, Bill, you've always been a supporter of the arts throughout the Berkshires.
Right.
This is a building that, ironically, never had heat in 100. It's just hard to believe.
You said that. I went, come on.
Yeah, no, it's hard to believe. And in fact, the building was only open 4 or 5 months out of the year because the air conditioning was somewhat suspect, too. But as we approach the centennial anniversary of the Berkshire Theater Group, which was the Berkshire Theater Festival, it's an opportunity to restore this desperately needed building. And as you know, Bill, you and I have talked many times before. Yep. There's books of photographs of once grand old buildings in the Berkshires that are now sadly just photographs and books because they're gone. They were demolished for some urban development, or they were demolished through neglect or decay. I'm of the belief that, I'm not the most intellectual theater person, but I am a big believer of the Berkshire history. And I think this historical building has so many stories to be told, and it would be a shame if it became just another photograph in a book.
And the other piece of that is, and why I'm so committed to helping and being a small, very small part of this thing, you got a bunch of people really on top of this and really doing a great job. But I went to my first live theater performance there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's where I became in love with theater, live theater. I still like movies, but there's something about being in a room. And like you're saying, my saintly father, God rest his soul, we went down the day they were tearing down Union Station in Pittsfield.
Yeah.
He said to me, I'll be gone, but the day will come when they curse doing this.
Oh. I see photographs of that building, and I think of the architecture inside.
Yeah.
It reminds me so much of Union Station down in Washington, D.C.
Yes, they were all the same. There's one out in Kansas City. We lived in Leavenworth. We'd go into Kansas City, Missouri, and there'd be Union Station, and it was full of shops, and it was alive and people. So, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt.
But no, but it's what it takes is people with vision, with showing leadership skills to not ignore the history, but embrace it. And yes, this building is going to cost us a lot of money to restore, but at the end of the day, and like you say, Bill, it'll be here long after you and I are gone.
That's right.
But it's going to be a testament to the Berkshires. This is something I was actually talking to at the event we had the other night, Bill.
Yeah.
Those young actors from Los Angeles, California.
Ah.
I mean, California is a young state in comparison to Massachusetts. And to see buildings of this grandeur, 140, 150, 200 years old, is something that they don't understand, but they love it. So sometimes we take things for granted in our own backyard. And that's why I think we need to embrace this idea, and it's a vision for the next generation, for the next 100 years. Let's do
Several
it right.
generations, yeah. And I think the overall plan, we'll get into that a little later on, of making it viable, for 12 months a year, because we're seeing that. I can remember, you can remember summer stock, right? It would start at Memorial Day and it would end on Labor Day. Right, that was summer stock. Now we have great theaters. We have Barrington Stage. We have Berkshire Theater Group. We have Shakespeare and Company. We have Williamstown. We have, we are a cultural mecca, really and truly. As you were saying, those young actors, I couldn't get over. One of them was just mesmerized by how big the trees were.
How about it?
Yeah, look. Well, boy, these trees are so tall. I said, you got to come back in the fall when they're all color. Oh, he said, I'll come up from New York to do that. And I said, it will be something you will never forget.
Well, Bill, you and I have been around here our whole lives,
Yeah.
and I always tell the story that, growing up in Lenox, General Electric was employing what, 10 or 12,000 people.
Yeah.
The paper industry alone was thousands of people.
The woolen mill.
Sprague Electric up in North Adams, the mills up in North Berkshire, Crane Paper in
Yeah.
Dalton. I mean, and oh, by the way, we had this place called Tanglewood that opened on the 4th of July. And I remember sitting on the stone wall, because I live, just on the other one
Yeah.
street over from West Street. My family sitting on that stone wall at the old Windsor Mountain High School, which is now the Boston University Tanglewood
Yeah.
Institute. And we play the license plate game because it was something new. It was a change in pattern, a change in driving habits. So we would play the license plate game on who was visiting Lenox, Massachusetts. But then I always joke that come Labor Day, we say, okay, enough already, go home. But when General Electric started to decline and cut back,
Yeah.
The Berkshires shifted their focus towards that creative economy. And that's why when you look at what Tanglewood has done the last few years with the investment of the Lindy Center,
Oh, absolutely.
they're recognizing that year-round potential activity that's going to keep our economy going year-round. Jacob's Pillow, Shakespeare and Company, they're all recognizing the shoulder seasons, because there's only so much we can do in July and August. Let's face it, there's
Yeah.
only so many hotel rooms we can, restaurants we can operate. But if we could stretch those seasons out, I think it's going to be very attractive. The creative economy is the economic driver of the
Absolutely.
Berkshires, and we need to feed the beast. And that's why the restoration of this playhouse, I think, is going to be a tremendous spoke on the wheel of keeping the Berkshires alive for a long time to come.
I don't disagree with that. In fact, I agree with you 100% because I think back, England Brothers. The architecture. Some of the architecture is still in downtown Pittsfield. Just an upgrade. I wish the old City Savings Bank would tear off that facade they put on back during urban renewal. and show the beautiful big windows and let light in that building. The palace, what a tragedy. What happened at the palace? A lot was the roof started to leak and started to be deterioration. But that was a beautiful place. Yet, God bless the visionaries, and as you said it, visionaries who see the future, that saved the Capitol and turned it into the Ralph Fryo Senior Center.
But to keep that marquee open and
Oh,
lit up, I
yeah.
mean, that is so important. And that's the Mehewe Theater in Great Barrington did the same thing. These are historic treasures that sometimes it's people from outside coming in to recognize the value of that. But as we get older, I think we're understanding and appreciating how we got here
Yeah.
and why the people that have moved here, especially during COVID, what attracted you to come here from wherever you were? And I think it is our natural beauty, our rich history, and our creative economy. Maybe not even in that order, but it could be a mix of those three that I think is so rich. And I would question if you could find anywhere in the country that has all three of those attributes at the same place at the same time.
I agree wholeheartedly. And the other piece, and it's funny because one of those actors said, and you know when you go out, the air's so clean. Well, I guess if you live in New York, yeah, the air's clean here.
I remember years ago, brought the Speaker of the House out here. He was from Boston, grew up in the North End. First time he had ever been to the Berkshires. And I brought him out here, and he said, and he joked, "I didn't see my first tree until I was 12 years old." He says, "I come out here to the Berkshires," and he says, "I'm amazed how you've planted them all in a row." He just couldn't understand and comprehend the open space and the beauty and, like you say, the fresh air and the what we've seen also, Bill, is people would come here for Tanglewood and oh, by the way, we can go some kayaking and canoeing, or there's a play at the
Hiking.
Colonial Theater. Now they're coming for the recreation and partaking in their creative economy at the same time. It's just an amazing thing. So if we can kind of stretch out the season, make it more attractive for younger people, younger families to partake in our activities, and give them a reason to come back the next week or the next month for another event, I think that's going to change the dynamics of the Berkshires in a very positive way.
And I also think what you just said too, we have to feed the beast was the because this is more and more people are coming here. We saw it at that thing the other night. Some of those they're not native,
That's right.
But they're replants, I guess you call them. But they want to become involved, and I mean, it was so uplifting to see people who are seeing things through different eyes. I mean, we're used to the trees, we're used to the pines, the pines that are 14 stories high. We're used to it. We're used to the lakes. They're not. I see you brought back a memory. I was in the army with a guy from the Bronx. He said, "Hey, Bill, guess what I found out?" And I said, "What?" He said, "Do you know where milk comes from?" I said, "Yeah." "Where?" I said, "A cow." He said, "You're right." He said, "I just found that out." I said, "Well, where'd you think it came from?" He said, "The grocery store." And then his other famous thing was, I never saw a cop that wasn't on a horse. So, the horse play. But again, you brought it out. This is a beautiful place to live. And we have to ensure it stays that way.
That's right. And I think that's the important piece. I mean, I've been out of high school almost 50 years now, hard to believe, but and my daughter lives in LA, and I tell young people all the time, you can always come home, but you can't always leave. So when you're young, you're not tied down with anything or anybody. Go see the world, see the country. So my daughter's been in LA for 10 years, and I think she would desperately like to come back because she's seen the other side of the mountain so to speak, and she appreciates the Berkshires a little bit differently this time around. That's the other part of the challenge of this campaign that we're on as well, is finding housing affordability, not only for our staff that work at these theaters and these cultural venues, but our visiting artists as well. So trying to find that balance. This is a big picture conversation we're having to have built around this Playhouse campaign.
Yeah.
To try to recognize we can restore a historic building, but what are we going to do about it? How are we going to operate it if we don't find that balance of, you know, housing affordability and quality of life for people to come back here and work? So it's I'm very excited. I'm not the biggest theater person personally, but I'm a big historical person, and I've just done so much research, Bill, and you and I looked at the photographs.
Yeah.
It's sad. These one-time amazing structures that either burned to the ground and never rebuilt or were torn down.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fabric of the Berkshires. You know, when you look at some of the people that have performed at this Playhouse in Stockbridge, you know, from Gene Hackman to Katharine Hepburn, Al Pacino, Sigourney Weaver, Dustin Hoffman, Anne Bancroft, Margaret Hamilton, the original witch from The Wizard of Oz performed here in the Berkshires. And I joked with Kate McGuire that, you know, we were wicked before wicked became fashionable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you see what out at the Sphere in Las Vegas, they're performing The Wizard of Oz in this huge theater, totally immersive, interactive, integrative. And Margaret Hamilton started here in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. So I think that's the opportunity that we have to not just reopen and re-energize a theater-only building.
Right.
It's going to be a totally immersive experience telling the Berkshire story from W.E.B. Du Bois to Mumbet, Elizabeth Freeman, James Van Der Zee, the Harlem Renaissance photographer that lived in Lenox. I never knew that growing up in Lenox. These are stories that we need to share with people. The indigenous people, I mean, the Gilded Age, the list goes on and on and on. And I just don't know if there's another place, I would say in America, but certainly New England, that has such rich history that we could be showing to educate people.
And the thing is, it's all settled in an atmosphere of trees and green and wind and rain and snow, but it's New England. And I like to bring a lot of it back, save these buildings, save these, and they're treasures. They're not just buildings, they're treasures.
Yeah.
And as Kate McGuire was saying the other night, they moved it from downtown Stockbridge out to where it is now, with a horse and buggy. But it meant so much to them.
That's right.
They could have easily torn it down and said, you know, this is. But it meant so much to them that they saved it.
They recognized the value of a structure.
Yes.
To move it almost a mile down the road with horse and carriage. I mean, I question how you could even do that back in those days. But they did it. And you look at the Berkshire Theater, you know, I mentioned this the other night. Berkshire Theater opened 12 years before Tanglewood showed up. You know, Ted Shawn danced on the front lawn of this Playhouse before they went to Beckett and what is now Jacob's Pillow. So, you know, the foundation of the creative economy, I think, is this Playhouse and the Berkshire Theater Group. And I think we need to amplify that. One thing that Kate's really, and it really caught my attention, and she said it many, many times, what is it about the Berkshires that attracted artists going back hundreds of years?
Oh, yeah.
It's not just the Norman Rockwells of today, but what about Edith Wharton, Serge Koussevitzky, Leonard Bernstein? What did they see about this? How did Herman Melville on Holmes Road in Pittsfield look out his window and see a whale called Mount Greylock, where he wrote Moby Dick?
Yeah.
In Pittsfield, Massachusetts. There's no water. There's no whales in Berkshire County, but the imagination and the vision that these leaders had to come to the Berkshires, and what they recognize is invaluable. And I would love to see us do a deep dive on what is the attraction? What is there some magnetic force that brings these people here to the Berkshires?
Yeah, that's a great project to start, and that'd be a great master's degree project for somebody majoring in history or sociology. But you know, one of the other pieces that when we look around, you had Melville. My father, I'll never forget my father when they were, God rest his soul, when they were starting to talk about refurbishing the Colonial. He said, boy, I hope they do. When I was a kid, he said, I was a young man, I saw Al Jolson on that stage.
Wow.
You know, and again, vision, foresight will always, always be indebted to the Millers.
Oh,
always be indebted to the Millers.
They don't get nearly, they get a lot of credit, but no nearly enough.
No.
They're, again, just running a paint store in the front facade of that building.
Yeah.
But protecting what was in the back. And then when we talk about visionary leadership, Bill Boland, Mayor Jerry Doyle.
Yeah.
When Hillary Clinton, who was actually, I think, the very first sitting first lady to visit the Berkshire since Eleanor Roosevelt,
yeah,
you know, came here on her Save America's Treasures tour, that just put it on steroids in a very positive way. And actually, I was chairman of the board of selectmen in Lenox at that time. And somehow we talked her into coming to Lenox to the Edith Wharton House, which was in horrible condition at that time. And Shakespeare and Company was performing
of
that grand estate, running through the woods, performing outdoors. And when she visited Lenox, that turned the page in a very positive direction. And now Edith Wharton House, the Mount, is a destination.
Yeah.
Not just a drive-by, it's a destination of attraction for people rich with history, literally history. People have a friend of mine from Boston who had never been to the Berkshires. He and his wife got married at the Mount 2 years ago because they saw the photos and they wanted to see what they could do when they got married out here. So there's so many opportunities with vision and leadership. And God rest Jerry Doyle for having that. Thank you, Hillary Clinton, Bill Boland. The visionary leadership in the Millers, especially in Pittsfield, that's what we're trying to do with this playhouse as well, is recognizing the value, the historical preservation aspect of it, but the future value to the Berkshire story is why we really need to save this building now.
And don't you think the Colonial is a wonderful example of when people come together to save a treasure? And it is a treasure. The Berkshire Playhouse is a treasure, as the Colonial was a treasure, as Union Square, which is now Shakespeare and Company, is a treasure.
Yeah.
You know, the Polish princess used to sell tickets there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and I worked across the street in a professional drugstore.
Wow.
Yeah. When you see these, you know, when they're torn down, it's too late.
Well, and that's when you miss it.
Yeah,
after it's
that's
torn
exactly
down.
Right.
And that's why, you know, I think Kate and the board of directors at the Berkshire Theater Group, believe me, Bill, it will be so much easier to sell the building. Let a developer do what they want. Maybe it's housing. Maybe they tear it down and do something else. But this is a big task. It's a big lift. We got to raise a lot of money. But the return on that investment for the Berkshire economy and generations to come, I believe you cannot put a price on. And that's why it's so important to preserve it.
And the other piece, too, is you're sitting out there listening to this program and saying, you know, gee, I don't have a lot of money. You know, we'll take $20. We'll take $5.
Yeah.
Because then all of a sudden you got $25. And to me, I know when the late, great think of his name. He worked so hard to bring money to restore the monument on South Street. And people were sending in $5 and $10, but all of a sudden it's 100, Then it's a thousand.
Right.
And then it's, so please don't let the amount that you can contribute, whatever it is, will be of, I promise you, will be put to good use.
I am so glad you said that, Bill, because we had this conversation just yesterday. Now, don't get me wrong. I would love for someone to call me today and say, here's a check for $5 or $6 million. But I think what's really important is that this is a community project. Exactly. I want the Berkshire community to take ownership of this project. And if it's $10 or $10,000, you're going to get a piece of the pie. And I think that's what's going to have community pride come into this thing. So, yeah, you know, anybody who's listening or watching this show right now, if it's $1 or $100 or $10,000, believe me, it will be treated as gold.
Yeah.
And we're going to put it to good use. And we're working with contractors right now. I believe we can put a shovel in the ground tomorrow. We are ready to go. We just need to raise some money to get this ball rolling. And, you know, 2028 seems like a long time away for the centennial anniversary. But I really believe if we can start this year, I think we can wrap this project up next year.
Wow.
I'm very optimistic.
I think you're probably right. Yeah.
You know, but the ownership of the community, I think, is really, really important to us. And $5, $500, whatever it may be, just, you know, send us a check, send us a donation. We're going to put it right to good use.
And the name I was trying to think of for the monument, both monuments, because it was they raised enough money to restore the flag sergeant as you come up West Street, Gregory Young, Colonel Gregory Young.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yep. And a whole team of other people. But the point I was trying to make was it wasn't the gazillion-dollar donation. It was the mom and dad who said, you know what, we're going to send in $50 or we're going to send in for those $200, whatever it is, $1.50. I mean, every dollar will go to save this treasure. And I know I use that word a lot. But I think it is a treasure.
Yeah.
And I'm old enough. Smitty's not as old as I am. I guess he's older than he is. I got him on. They've been darned 3 or 4 times. We went through this period in Berkshire County, all of Pittsfield specifically, in Berkshire County in general, of urban renewal. And it was the cutting edge. It was woo, woo, woo. Let's tear down everything. Build anew. Well, some of the stuff they built's already fallen down.
Right.
But these buildings, when you think back how this building is old, it's been picked up, moved in one piece, dropped back down again.
Yeah.
And it's still structurally sound. You got some obvious wear and tear repairs. But one of them is the roof, and we'd love to get that started forthwith.
That is, in my opinion, is the most important piece.
Yeah, I agree.
That roof is in tough shape. There's 3 layers of shingles on that roof from 140 years ago. You can't put a 4th layer on. That needs to be stripped down. And if we secure that roof, that stops the leakage, which is having some damage inside. But you're absolutely right, Bill. For a building that was built, and you think about the technology and the equipment and the manpower today versus 140 years ago, this building is built like a brick you-know-what house.
Yeah.
It's solid. It's strong. The integrity is rock solid. It's just the cosmetics that we need to clean up, update the electrical, install heating and air conditioning that it never had before, just modernize it, but those things are expensive. I mean,
yes, they are.
Everything comes with a price tag, but we're building a nice team. And now, sadly, we just need the money.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's so many people that will give and we'll tell them how after the break, how they can contribute.
Yep.
They want to know a way, and there's a lot of people like the Polish princess and I were retired. So we'll give, but like you said, it's not going to be $1 million.
Right.
But I've always believed and I've seen it. I saw it with Gregor Young and that whole crew. I'd had them on, and they would talk about, please just send, if you can only afford a dollar, send a dollar. And they got a lot of those kinds of donations because people wanted to save the monument.
I want my children or my future grandchildren, which I don't have right now, driving by this playhouse someday and say, my dad helped restore that building.
Yeah.
You know, and no one's going to, well, how much did he give? No one's going to ask that question.
No,
they're just going to know that you were a part of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so important for future generations. It's family pride, community pride, Berkshire pride to say, yeah, I helped make that happen. And no one's going to care if it was $1 million or $10, but you had a piece of that puzzle.
We're going to have to take a break. I'm here with the good-looking guy. His name is Smitty Pignatelli. He pays me to say that. But we're here, and we want you to stay tuned because there's really a lot more to what's going on about all of it. It's a big picture. And hopefully down the road, and this is hopefully, I'm going to work with the geniuses out at PCTV. And when this goes up on my TV show, they're going to put a video on that will show you just the magnificent architecture. I mean, to lose this building would be heartbreaking. And I know we can save it. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 on your radio dial, broadcasting on PCTV, channel 1301, Spectrum Cable. Please stay tuned. We stream, we do all kinds of stuff, but they haven't given me the cheat sheet with my mind. I don't know what a car is. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Living Recovery is a peer recovery support center located in downtown Pittsfield. We welcome all who have struggled with addiction or those affected by another's addiction.
What have you learned while being involved at Living in Recovery?
I can own my own recovery path.
What has been your experience at Living in Recovery?
It's a family.
What keeps you coming back to Living in Recovery?
The live events.
For more information on Living in Recovery, visit our website, livingrecoverypittsfield.org, or phone us at 413-570-8243.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. Right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're We're back. I'm here with Smitty Pignatelli. We are trying to save, with your help, and I mean your help, the Stockbridge Playhouse, a historical, beautiful building that would never, could never, ever be replaced today. I'm going to give you another example of why we want to save it. The old England brothers, think about it, gone. The palace, gone for Pittsfield people. Now, let me go down where Smitty has to get me a passport to get in, Southern Berkshire. Bellefontaine. When they started to redo Bellefontaine, if my memory serves me correctly, they had to bring people in to restore it because we didn't have the skills to deal with the marble and all of that. So we have a building. We can save it. It is savable. And it is a treasure that goes back hundreds of years, 100 years at least. And I just would ask people, it's not for a lot. Can you send $20? Can you send $5? I don't care. Smitty doesn't care because it all builds up. And I saw this when we restored the monument down on South Street, with Colonel Gregory Young and a bunch of people, and it was $5 and $10 donations that restored that. So if you can spare it, Smitty's going to tell you how to take care of it. And it would, like Smitty also said, coming through, when you're a grandparent or a parent, you can say, hey, I helped save that place.
That's
right. No one's going to ask, oh, did you give $1 million? You know?
Yeah. No, I'm sure you've been to New Orleans, Bill, World War II Museum.
Yeah.
And man, I brought a brick. I bought a brick and I put my father's name on it, my namesake, my dad's best friend's name on it, and my name on the brick. And that was probably 15 years ago I bought that brick. Well, there's thousands of bricks with people's names on it right now down there. But just 6 months ago, someone from the Berkshires went down there to visit for the first time and just stumbled upon my brick, not literally, but figuratively, and they snapped a picture of it. So here it is all these years later. Oh, my God, I know this person. I know what they were part of this restoration. I think that's what we have an opportunity to do here with this building in Stockbridge. It's not just Stockbridge. It's the Berkshires. It's the history of the Berkshires. So you talk about England Brothers, and I remember the escalator. That was, oh, my God, an escalator in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The gate that closed the elevator.
Yeah.
You know, these are vivid memories you have when you're children. But you mentioned Bellefontaine, which is now Canyon Ranch, because we were able to save the building. And now it's bringing millions of dollars into the town of Lenox as a world-class spa. You look at Merrival, Cranwell. That was a Vanderbilt house. That was a cottage for the Vanderbilts. Well, we were able to restore that mansion, and look what it's doing for the Berkshires. But then you look at Crapalo, you know, the original Shadowbrook, you know, beautiful building. I think at one point it was the largest wooden structured home in America. It burned to the ground, and they built this place that Governor Dukakis many years ago wanted to make a medium security prison.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, we've seen grand buildings kind of just fall off the map because of neglect or decay or just a disaster. But then there's others that we've been able to save that are now an attraction for the Berkshires. And I think that's what this playhouse could be as well.
That's right. And with the... with the vision that the team that's putting this together has, it'll be open 12 months a year.
Yeah.
And folks, that's why, for those just tuning in, Smitty's here. We're trying to save the Stockbridge Playhouse simply because it is a treasure of the Berkshires. For those that missed the first half of the show, a bunch of people, they wanted to move it out of town to make room for growth or whatever, God only knows. And they did it with horse and carriage, horse and buggy, moving it up to where it is now. Think of the construction that could have gone goofy if it wasn't so well built, and it didn't. They plunked it down. It's been running ever since. But it only ran a few months a year because it never had heat. So what the dream of the people putting this up is, restoring this, I mean, is to put in heat, put in air, and it will run 12 months a year. And the vision of it, of how it will run, will blow you away.
Yeah, and I think the key, the difference with this theater is we will have live theater, don't get me wrong, but there'll be totally immersive, integrative projection activity about the Berkshire history. We could have a projection of Elizabeth Mumbet Freeman on the wall telling her story that happened right here in the Berkshires. You know, James Vandersea, why did he come here? Herman Melville, why would this totally immersive experience? I think it's going to be an experience that the Berkshires have never seen before.
You're right.
And not just another theater only building. And I think that's what's really important. And that's going to be the attraction for younger people to say, hey, I want to buy into this project. Yeah. What can I do to help? When they start hearing the stories and the history of the Berkshires, it's pretty amazing. You think about Shays Rebellion. You know, you mentioned the other night about the, you know, the Fort Ticonderoga, you know, the role that the Berkshires played in that. I would argue with my colleagues in Boston about Bunker Hill Day, that he wanted to be only a Berkshire holiday. And I said, excuse me, a Boston holiday.
Right.
But I reminded him that if it wasn't for those cannons from Fort Ticonderoga coming through the Berkshires, it never would have got to Bunker Hill. So we play a role in American history that is so deeply rooted and rich here. We need to amplify that and show it.
And you're 100% right. And what Smitty's referring to is there's a boulder, a rock, a big rock, with a plaque on it right at the corner of South and the Park Square, right by Patrick's Pub, just down from Patrick's Pub. And if you read it, that's where a bunch of other people in a pub, obviously, plan the raid on Fort Ticonderoga to get the cannons.
Yep.
Or the cannons are a result of the raid. But and it's all around Berkshire County. And Smitty and I have lamented, you just coming on, for those people. They tore down Union Station. My dad, God rest his soul, said they'll curse the day they ever did this. And boy, I'll tell you, Smitty seen Union. All the Union stations were the same, pretty much. We went to the one in Kansas City, Missouri, when we lived in Leavenworth. And I got to tell you, what they've done, Smitty will tell you, the one in D.C. is alive with shops and books and everything.
Restaurants, everything.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So let's not be short-sighted just because of a dollar bill.
Well,
I know today the avant-garde thing to do is cut, cut, cut.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you know, you mentioned Union Station. You couldn't afford to build that Union Station today. But we can afford to preserve what we have today. And that is what the Playhouse campaign is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. And about us. It will be a venue for us.
Right.
A place where we can take our grandchildren or our children and say, hey, I helped save that place. Or let's go in. It's interactive. And they're talking about the Native Americans of the tribe down there, whose name just flew out of my head, that Kate McGuire acknowledges every play.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like all those years in the State House, Bill, there wasn't a day that went by that I walking the halls or walking into the House chamber and I said, my God, Silvio Conti walked through these same halls. Tip O'Neill, the Speaker of the House, walked through this hall. Ted Kennedy, John F. Kennedy spoke from the rostrum. You know, it's so rich with history. Imagine that walking into this playhouse knowing that Al Pacino performed here, or Sigourney Weaver, Gene Hackman, Margaret Hamilton, Anne Bancroft, Katharine Hepburn performed in this same building that I'm sitting in right now. That is something so special and unique that I never took it for granted at the State House, and we should never take it for granted here in the Berkshires.
And cannot be replicated.
It cannot be replicated. it can be recreated, but it's never going to be replicated. And I think that's what makes this project so special and, excuse me, so important to get going as quickly as possible.
Well, you know, you may not have known this, that I was on the stage of the Colonial. Yeah. Yeah. They asked me to sweep it. And I did. No, but seriously, and again, going back to how you can contribute, what's the best way for people to contribute?
I think the best way is to, you know, if you want to write a check, I would just make it out to Save the Playhouse, mail it to 111 South Street in Pittsfield at the Colonial Theater. Give me a call. I'll come down and pick it up. But, you know, we just kicked off this campaign last week. We're ready to go to work today. That's how far along we've got on the design and our cost estimates. We could, if I had $150,000 right now, Bill, I could call up a roofer this afternoon and say, put me on your schedule. And they would tell me, we'll be down there September 15th. Yeah. You know, we are ready. This is not a preliminary design concept. This is reality. So if you want to make out a check or send a donation to the Colonial Theater for the Save the Playhouse campaign, we're going to put it to use immediately. And I think that's the exciting part.
And again, it's your contribution, the saving of this will outlive all of us.
Oh, yeah.
The plan that they have to restore this is without question one of the most intense I've seen. Everything has been thought through.
Yep.
Everything has been thought through. And that to me is the very important part of, because I don't want to go off a little bit into politics, but sometimes people shoot from the hip and they don't put all the bullets in the gun. And not in this case. I happen to have the privilege of seeing what they've done, the thinking, that what's gone into it, what will be needed, estimated costs. Mm. And the roof, and I go along with Smitty 100%, we have to do the roof first.
Yep.
So anything you can do to help, send in a check. Call Smitty, he'll come there. If you only have cash, he'll drive right there. But seriously, it's so important to Berkshire County. I mean, yeah, some people can say, well, but there are homeless people. I understand that, but that's a different issue.
Well, you know, Bill, I've said this to you before that, you know, 2028 is a centennial anniversary of the Playhouse as a live theater. That seems, here we are in 2025. That seems like a long ways off. You know what? That's why a pledge is a promise for tomorrow.
Right.
We are ready to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that's why a pledge has to be money. And I really believe, and I've said this repeatedly, and I've told this to Kate, this project can be done well ahead of 2028. I honestly believe we can get this thing wrapped up by the end of 2026, just next year. So we're ready to go to work. We just need to get the money to do it. The plan's in place, the design's in place. We're going to the town for final permitting in the next few months. We're ready to go. I can't emphasize that enough. So yeah. It's no longer a vision, it's a reality. We can put a shovel in the ground or a hammer in the wall today if we had the money to pay for the hammer.
Yeah, and don't forget, too, folks, the Berkshires, and we talked about this early on, the Berkshires is a wealth of historical facts and helped build this country from, you know, from the beginning. I mean, Boston Massacre, people out here, the planning the raid on Ticonderoga here on the corner of Pittsfield at a pub. So I and being kind of a semi, I'm a big Lincoln guy, and he didn't have a lot to do with this, but I have to tell you, if we can't save it, and I don't want to be negative, Mary here. 10 years from now, people will say, "Oh, what a tragedy that was." Because we're saying that now about Union Station. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Why?
But, Bill, you also look at the history of baseball. You know, look at Wacona Park.
Yeah.
You know, that sign on South Street that recognizes where President Teddy Roosevelt was in a horse-drawn carriage in a trolley accident on South Street, Pittsfield.
Yeah.
That, sadly, it's a little bit of trivia, the very first Secret Service agent ever killed in a line of duty happened in the Berkshires in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And President Roosevelt suffered a very serious leg injury in that accident that he dealt with for the rest of his life. That, you know, Teddy Roosevelt wasn't going to California because California didn't exist back then in all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
But the Berkshires and Massachusetts did. And that's why I say that richness of history cannot be lost and just be another page in a history book. It can be a living, breathing entity right here in the Berkshires.
That will be restored beautifully to its grandeur, but brought up to the 21st century.
Exactly, exactly.
You'll walk in there and the walls will talk. And I mean,
you'll need to set up an Apple Cash account to send.
Excuse me. I can't send any money. I don't have any. My watch just told me I got to set up an Apple Cash account. What? The world is nuts. I mean, I'm sorry about that. But whatever you can afford.
Yeah.
And you won't regret it because when it's done, it'll be spectacular.
Well, Bill, you've been helpful to me on the Traveling Vietnam Wall, the Gold Star Family Project that we're doing a month from today for dedication.
Yeah.
That has been, and this theater could be a patchwork quilt of Berkshire support to say, let's do something special. And, you know, the names that have donated money for the Gold Star Project, I'm not putting the dollar amount next to the person's name.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've had a donation. I think my lowest donation was $10. My biggest donation was $10,000. But it's the community effort that's making this thing happen. And everybody's being treated equally.
You know, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I've lived all over the world. And I've never been in a place like Pittsfield in Berkshire County where tragedy of some sort, whether it's a loss or a child's got to go to the kids' hospital in Boston, or you got to go to Dana Faber or whatever, or a house burns down, or there's this, that the community comes together. And it truly is community.
Yeah.
You'll see they'll have it at the Berkshire Hills or the Yay or down there in Stockbridge. They'll have a fundraiser and they'll raise $25,000, $35,000, in 3 hours.
Right.
But we certainly can do this, and it starts off, and you can, and I say this not to be a wise guy. You can give more than once because I know people who live from retirement check to retirement check to retirement check, and they may have $25 left in this one because of something.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, a month, 2 months, they got another 25, and you know it's an investment too. It's an investment in the future of all the people who will see it when we're gone.
And I think it's well said, Bill, and I think it's a legacy piece, not only for the Berkshire Theater Group, but it's a legacy piece for the Berkshires.
Yeah.
And I really believe, regardless of the dollar amount that someone may give, it's a legacy piece for their family to say, I was a part of that. And I think that's what's really special. We can disagree on politics. We can disagree on our favorite baseball team or basketball team. But, you know, when you see a common cause, the Berkshires rally like nobody else that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Well, I would be remiss.
We're looking for a rally to save the place.
Yeah, well, I would be remiss if I didn't let the world out there know, the viewers and listeners, that about a month ago, Smitty Pignatelli brought the Traveling Vietnam Memorial Wall to Lenox. And since then, I have been a different person in this respect. I'm 78 years old. I know. Mm. Thanks for not mentioning that, Smitty. I'm 78 years old.
How old?
78.
How old?
43. But seriously, and I've got some health issues. But you know, when I turned to look at that wall, I had to give a little talk there. And I thought I made a fool of myself, but so many people said I didn't. But I turned around, and there were their faces of all the guys I left behind.
That's right.
So now he's bringing the gold star, a group of people who, in my opinion, never, ever got their due respect. And I know several of them. When I was a kid growing up, Mrs. Wilson rented an apartment for my aunt and uncle and grandparents, and she had two sons killed in World War II. And my grandparents thought she hung the moon because of that. So when we're not asking for ourselves. We really aren't. Yeah. I mean, I'm starting to write the final chapters of my book, but it will live long after us. And if I said that once, I said it five times. But when you're going to be 78, you can say as much as you want five times. I read that book. But really, Smitty, one more time, tell people how they can get us some money.
Yeah, no, I would just make out a check payable to Save the Playhouse, yep. Mail it to the Colonial Theater or the Berkshire Theater Group, yep. At 111 South Street in Pittsfield. Or feel free to give me a call. And like I say, I'll be happy to inform you. We have a wonderful video that hopefully when you broadcast this thing, Bill, there's a fabulous 3-minute yep. video that we're going to get out there as well that was narrated.
And this program will run a little short so I can squeeze that in.
Okay. Yeah. It was narrated by Karen Allen, who is a yep. really fond appreciation for the Berkshire Theater Group. So it's rich with history. It's rich for the Berkshires. And it's a legacy piece for all of us as we march on in life. So I appreciate your time very much, Bill, as always.
Whenever I can do to help, I'm committed to Pittsfield and Berkshire County. Because it's always been good to me. I hope I'm good to it.
You've been good to everybody.
Thank you. Smitty, thanks for coming on. And I don't care what they say. I'm 78. to Smitty and to everybody out there, God bless. And today, please, please, try to lift somebody's burden. Don't push on them. Lift them up.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, it's a tough world out there for a lot of people. Yeah. And what you can do to help them, maybe even a smile, a phone call, you'll get rewarded. We're all in this together. God bless. Take care. Yeah. Be well.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.